This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Free Talk Live. Join us here if you'd like. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Discussing the Quentin Tarantino versus the police situation that has developed over the last couple weeks at this point. It was in October when at a rally he made some statements that did not call for, did not call all police murderers, although it seems like that's how the police are treating him. They're demanding that their officers boycott Quentin Tarantino in a supposed economic show of force. You can share your thoughts. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. Skype username LRN.FM. It's Ian and Mark in the studio here. The story is from RT, and we'll continue with it here in moments. But first, Tom is on the line in New Hampshire to start off this hour. Hello, Tom.
It's about that Russian plane crash over the Sinai Peninsula there. Investigators have found out that some 16-year-olds tried to order beers from the flight attendant.
And they, you think that's why they blew it up?
And they got shot down.
Oh, God.
What's that supposed to mean?
It's a little joke.
Oh, I see. They got shot down by the flight attendant.
Yeah.
I see. That's cute.
Yeah, some 16-year-olds tried to order some beer, and they got shot down. Yeah. I messed up his joke.
Well, no, you helped me, Mark. Okay. Don't know if I would have.
Yeah, I know, buddy. You and jokes.
Quentin Tarantino, who makes a pretty good movie, I gotta say. I've enjoyed the Tarantino movies.
Which one's your favorite? Pulp Fiction is the obvious answer, right?
I'm not enough of a fan to really. I can't say I've seen them more than once.
Okay.
So
I've certainly seen Pulp Fiction more than once.
I might have seen that more than once, maybe. I've certainly seen bits and pieces of it, and I've seen the full movie. That's certainly the most renowned one. The toll-free number, if you want to join us here, 855-450-FREE.
The fact that I know a director's name means that he's pretty epic.
So Tarantino told the L.A. Times about the police boycott, where the National Association of Police Officers, with their 241,000 law enforcement officers, is essentially telling them to not buy Tarantino product, not go to his movies, not buy the DVDs, things like that. Tarantino told the LA Times, what they're doing is pretty obvious. Instead of dealing with the incidents of police brutality that these people were bringing up, instead of examining, by these people, he's referring to the protest that he was at when he made his statements.
Right.
Instead of examining the problem of police brutality in this country, better they single me out. And their message is very clear. It's to shut me down. It's to discredit me. It's to intimidate me. It's to shut my mouth. And even more important than that, it's to send a message out to any other prominent person that might feel the need to join that side of the argument. And I'd say he's nailed it with that statement. That's absolutely what is going on here. They want this attention that is being brought to Quentin Tarantino as a supposed cop hater, which he's not. He just wants cops to be held accountable for killing people. Unnecessarily. That's not outrageous. That's not a ridiculous thing to want.
Yeah, I would say that's more of manslaughter than murder. Just, but regardless, you won't see when the police officer, the BART officer, shot that guy in the back because he supposedly, thought that he was pulling his taser and instead pulled his gun and shot him. He got like a year and a half. You and I aren't going to get
I think it was 11 months served.
Yeah, whatever it was. You and I aren't going to get that for accidentally shooting somebody.
Certainly not.
Right. This is a different class.
Yeah, there's clearly double standards. So he's absolutely right, though, that they are absolutely intending to send a message to other people, other celebrities, people who might consider joining Quentin Tarantino. They're not going to want this negative publicity, purportedly or supposedly. A three-day event last month, Rise Up October.
I don't think the police have the political juice anymore. Like right now, it seems like in the United States, this is just my perception, it seems like the average American is sick of it. We had on the Saturday show, I think it was 2 weeks ago, we had a 70-year-old woman call in and talk about how she had been manhandled by the police.
By the police in Canada.
And you know, when you've got 70-year-old ladies calling in and talking about police are just out of control.
Things are changing. Yeah.
It's going to be, it's tough for you. Well, at this point, all you got are the cops that are on board with this, and I'd say it's, you know, some pretty large percentage of it, they feel victimized. And I get why they feel victimized. It always feels bad to be part of a class where people are saying bad things about you. You know, like I was just talking about being a salesman.
I don't consider it to be, you know, I don't consider myself a victim if someone says, I don't like those liberty activists. That's their problem.
Right. Well, what you do in those circumstances is you try to talk to that person if they talk to you. You try to talk to that person and distinguish who are you talking about,
right.
and you know, like you'll say, well, that's not me, and that kind of thing. But you know, you don't see that going on here. These people collectivize themselves. They do that on purpose. They put the stickers on their car that says I'm part of the Thin Blue Line, that kind of thing.
Let's continue here with more Tarantino, but first, Anon, calling from South Carolina. You are on Free Talk Live. Hello, Anon.
How are you?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I got caught with marijuana by the water cops.
And the water cops?
The Department of Natural Resources.
So were you on a boat or something like that?
Yeah, I was on a boat.
Got it.
Uh-huh. And I got jury trial coming up here. For too long, and I'm going to shoot for nullification. I'm just wondering if there's any advice that anyone can give me on this.
Well, I don't give legal advice, but I'm happy to give you suggestions based on my experience. So what are you curious about, I guess, specifically?
Well, I'm just wondering mainly about the best way to bring up past cases, you know, such as... I've heard about, there's been a lot of them in Colorado.
You mean jury nullification cases?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, odds are good you're going to get an objection irrelevant on that. In South Carolina, you probably don't have a right to talk about jury nullification in court, would be my guess. So odds are good. Huh?
You don't. That's not ingrained.
Right. So, I mean, odds are good any attempt you make is going to get shot down. I'm not saying don't try. By all means, you know, you should try. Are you going to be representing yourself?
Yes, I am.
So, and it's a jury?
It is a jury of six.
So, I mean, it never hurts to try this stuff and see how far you can get. I mean, in theory, you could be arrested for contempt of court in a particularly grumpy judge's courtroom for trying these sorts of things. But
they'd have to be particularly grumpy.
Yeah, generally, I would say, you know, the worst case would typically be that there will be an objection, the objection will be sustained, and then if you manage to get the words out of your mouth and make a coherent point in front of the jury will then be instructed to strike the information that you had given to them.
Which, obviously, they can't. You know, they've heard it.
But it would also be interesting to try to testify, like if you went up and actually sat in the, you know, the witness stand and testified in your own case, you should have a little more leeway in that case to go ahead and just sort of speak your mind about why you have done what you've done and, you know, why marijuana shouldn't be a crime. I think that may be the best opportunity you have, because if you're asking other witnesses, if you're asking the state's witnesses or your own witnesses questions regarding jury nullification, those are going to be objected to and shut down. By the time you end up getting on the stand, you'll have some idea for how competent the attorney is in the state's side of things, and there's a chance that attorney's just going to sit there and let you talk. So that would be, in my opinion, the best bet. Now, obviously, a public defender or someone else is going to recommend you do not testify in your own case, because obviously they're going to ask you questions like, did you have the marijuana? And, of course, you're going to have to say yes, because, of course, you had the marijuana. But if you are going for jury nullification and you want to own having the marijuana, you want to, you know, let it be crystal clear that you had the marijuana, and also make the argument that there's nothing wrong with you having marijuana despite what the law says, and that it's their duty as good human beings to nullify this thing. But all that said, you're up against a pretty tough call here because, you know, they're going to try to stop you every step of the way.
Yeah, if you're willing to take this all the way like that, I might have a few suggestions, too.
All right, great. More suggestions for Anon calling from South Carolina, and your calls and thoughts are welcome. You can bring up anything you want. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And maybe you've got some suggestions for them. It's Free Talk Live.
If you could choose any school from which to earn your college degree and be on your way to a better life, would you choose the school the Wall Street Journal recognized for producing some of the best qualified graduates, one the Princeton Review ranked as a leader in undergraduate education, and one U.S. News & World Report named number one in the nation for innovation ahead of both MIT and Stanford? Discover why Arizona State University is a clear choice for your future. In addition, ASU Online offers over 100 graduate and undergraduate programs you can take 100% online and on your schedule. You'll receive the exact same curriculum, degree, and prestigious faculty as our on-campus students. For information, call 1-800-939-5359. U.S. News & World Report also ranked ASU in the top 10 best places to earn an online degree. So get started today and learn to thrive with Arizona State University Online. Call today at 1-800-939-5359. That's 1-800-939-5359.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern? There may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Free Talk Live. Join us here on the radio waves. Toll free numbers 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And if you get online, you should be using ProXPN to protect yourself It's a virtual private network. They encrypt your online data, and they offer OpenVPN, the gold standard of network encryption. They got apps for Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, and there's Linux support as well. So whatever operating system you're on, whatever device, ProXPN will likely work for you and keep you safe from the prying and the spying eyes of your ISP, as well as others. So go to proxpn.com to get started there and use code FTL50 to get 50% off the regular monthly price for the lifetime of your annual account. So you got to buy the annual account to get the awesome 50% off the regular price for the monthly account. So go to proxpn.com to get started there. And keep in mind this most important fact, I think. ProXPN keeps no logs of your activities whatsoever. So ProXPN doesn't even know what you're doing. ProXPN.com, go there, use code FTL50, that's FTL like Free Talk Live, and 50 as in 50% off. It can end up being cheaper per month than a good cup of coffee, and you can take back the privacy that is your right at ProXPN.com with code FTL50 as we continue here. Now, we lost Anon in South Carolina, but I think that it's important to continue on with the conversation because it's relevant to a lot of people. We have talked about jury nullification numerous times in the past. And it's a super important issue to me and to, I think, to libertarians in general. The idea that you as a juror get to decide based on your own conscience, meaning your feelings, about how it is a case should go. So in the case of Anon in South Carolina, he said he got popped with some marijuana and there's no doubt he had it, right? Like, he's not going to be able to prove in court, or they're going to be able to prove in court that he had the pot. That's going to be pretty clear. The cop's going to get up there. He's going to show the bag of marijuana. He's going to say, I pulled so-and-so over and it smelled of weed. I searched his car and I found this. And then, you know, case closed in most courtrooms. But if the defendant knows about jury nullification, your right as a juror to vote your conscience, then there are things that can be done. And Mark, you had some suggestions you wanted to make to Anon.
Yeah, I think that what I would do here, and this is obviously, you know, to some extent, this depends on what the judge is going to allow you to do.
And you never know until you try.
You really just don't know in these circumstances. And but he did call in for advice.
I don't give advice. This is suggestions based on experience.
Right. I mean, I'm sure that, you know, just making sure that we don't use the term advice just absolves us from everything.
Well, you know how those legal people are with their legal term in legal land.
Yeah, legal term. But the term advice isn't necessarily a legal term.
Yeah, well, I don't want people to be confused. This is not legal advice. Go ahead. We are not attorneys.
Here's a suggestion.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, since this is on a state level, I would I just point out the history of marijuana and why you, you know, why is it illegal?
Objection, irrelevant. Your Honor, we are trying to determine whether or not the defendant possessed marijuana, not the history of marijuana. That is not the purview for this court.
If you're sitting on the stand, you get a bit more latitude as far as what you're going to testify about. And I'd remind the court that the prosecutor isn't going to sit his butt in jail over this, and that this is my trial and not his. And, you know, that is a pretty strong statement to be made in front of the jury. And then, you know, try to indict the war on marijuana as best you can, and then remind the jury of their thousand-year right to nullify. Your Honor, this speaks to the jury's thousand-year right to nullify this law. Hmm. And at that point, the judge has to decide, does that judge wish to depart from English common law, wish to depart from a thousand years of momentum, legal momentum, and say, you know what, the only people that should be allowed to decide what's legal and what isn't legal are lawyers. This country is run by a lawyer industrial complex, and you better like it, citizen, otherwise you're going to go to jail. Because that's a pretty strong, it's a strong stance that the judge must take. And if the judge doesn't allow you to make that, then you have opportunities for, on appeal. Also, look at the South Carolina Constitution. Look for phrases, phrases that talk about liberty and these sorts of things, and bring them up.
Yeah, like here in New Hampshire, we have a right of conscience in our Constitution. Now, there's no guarantee you've got that in South Carolina. I don't know what they've got in their Constitution. Remember, South Carolina is the same state where they're going after people in schools. What was the issue that we hit up recently? I'm spacing on what it was, but they're like going after students in schools for the most ridiculous nonsense. They're arrested. That was where the girl got attacked. That's what it was. South Carolina, where it was disrupting schools, that was the charge. So
I'm sure you'll find things like that in Washington and Colorado, too. It's not like these places are bastions of liberty by any stretch of the imagination. I would also point out...
I was comparing South Carolina with New Hampshire. We don't have a disrupting schools charge here. You can talk about jury nullification here in New Hampshire. It's pretty much a done deal here that you can talk about jury nullification.
But this guy's already charged in South Carolina.
Yeah, I understand that. Just letting you know, at some point you might get picked up again for something else, and if you're going to get arrested and charged with something, better to have it happen in New Hampshire, where you actually have liberty activists who can back you up, which is one of the points I wanted to make. I don't know, and again, Anand hung up the phone during the a few moments ago, but I wanted to ask, and I will just sort of ask the universe now, to those of you listening, if you get in trouble where you are, can you count on people to come out and help you in court? Can you count on people to come out, record the court proceedings, to come out and do jury nullification outreach outside? Because you really can't do that part, the jury nullification outreach. There's some great flyers by the Fully Informed Jury Association, FIJA.org, FIJA.org, that explain what jury nullification is. I highly recommend that you acquire some of those flyers and have your friends go out, or activists, if you know any, and go outside of the courthouse, hand those flyers out on jury selection day, when the jurors are coming in to be selected, that whatever day that is, you'll find out as the defendant, because you got to be there for it. So you don't do this, because they will see this absolutely as jury tampering if you do it as the defendant. But if your friends can stand outside the courthouse and hand those flyers out and hit up every single person that walks through those doors so that, like, for instance, the jury, the potential selectees for the jury pools are supposed to be there by a certain time. Here in New Hampshire, it's 8:30. They got to be there by 8:30. So I show up at 7:55 before the door opens, because sometimes there's a few very punctual jurors who will show up there at 7:58 or whatever, and they'll wait out front until the door opens. So if I'm 5 minutes late, I'm going to miss... 5 to 10 potential jurors. So be punctual, show up on time, and hand out that information to those people. That's step number one, in my opinion.
Okay.
Because you want to get the information about jury nullification into the potential jurors' hands before they've even been picked for your jury. That way you're hitting the entire jury pool of who might be chosen. So you sort of tainted the entire jury pool at that point. It'll be hard to put the cat back in the bag if the court, like, for instance, starts threatening the potential jurors. Like, if they come into the courthouse and they start confiscating these flyers, they're going to be very curious about what they've been handed if the flyers are confiscated. So being there, handing those flyers out, very, very important step to this. So do you have friends who can help you with that? Because if so, start recruiting them now. Let them know when that first jury selection date is. Have them mark it on their calendar. And then you provide them with the flyers. This is your trial. This is your bag. You've got to do the footwork here. If they're willing to help, that's good. But, you got to kind of hold their hand through it. So that's step number one. If you've got suggestions for Anand in South Carolina as to how he should handle this jury nullification defense, it's Free Talk Live.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USE-SILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com. Onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period, with packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You may join us. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live t-shirts available now at gear.freetalklive.com. There's the brand new Taxes Are Theft on the front, and then the FTL logo on the back, and then just the plain old FTL logo on the front. There's also different cuts, so like the ladies' cut shirts, we got those. Gear.freetalklive.com. That's gear.freetalklive.com. We're talking about jury nullification. It's back on the table thanks to Anon, who called from South Carolina. He got popped with some cannabis and is wondering, you know, what should he do to bring up jury nullification in court. Is it even possible? In a lot of places, it's not. They will do whatever they can to stop you from talking about jury nullification in court. So one of the suggestions that we made previously was that Anon might want to consider testifying in his own trial. Generally, attorneys will recommend against that because, well, you will essentially testify yourself into a guilty verdict in a lot of cases. Especially if you are guilty of the crime. And in this case, you know, we don't believe it's a crime to have a plant, but the system does, and many of the jurors.
Guilty is a legal term.
Right. And so, you know, if you did have the cannabis, then, and you want to go with a jury nullification defense, then you've got to own having the cannabis and make it clear that there's nothing wrong with having this plant, these flowers, from this thing that grows in the earth, and odds are good one of those jurors probably smoked it or currently smokes it. So, you know, if you can
ask them if they'd be better off right now in a jail, having spent some time in a jail cell with a criminal record, is that going to make life better? And compare marijuana to alcohol, which is legal and far more harmful.
Yeah. So I would take the stand. I would say whatever I could and hope that I did not get objected to and shut down on the stand. Further, even if they do shut down completely all mention of jury nullification and acting on one's own conscience during the trial, You can still get them, get to the jurors by giving them information outside of the courthouse. Now, again, I recommend having someone else do that part for you, some friends, a fellow activist. Hopefully you have those down there in South Carolina to hand out that information to the potential jurors. Do it on jury selection day, which is the first time they're going to show up to possibly be chosen for the case. There'll be probably 100 of them, you know, potential. Obviously, they're only going to choose 13 or 14 for the act. Oh, excuse me. He said it was a six-person jury, so it's a little unusual. Small jury. So they're going to choose six for the jury, maybe with one or two as alternates. And but bring 100 flyers because you're going to have to hit the entire jury pool. Then when the actual trial happens, hit them again on the way in with the same flyer just to make sure, because some of them are going to turn it down the first day. But if they see it a second time, they might take it the second time.
Especially if it's been confiscated and they want to know, hey, what was that thing that they took away from me?
And then so further, if you have activists in your area, they can also make signs as well. So signs are a way to reach the jury with messages that you might not otherwise have in the flyers. So, for instance, I don't know what – we didn't get a chance to ask him because he dropped off the line, but let's presume it's a misdemeanor marijuana offense and
– you're in jail for a bag of weed?
Exactly. Yeah. Have a sign that references how long you're going to be spending in jail for.
Many times juries – not everywhere, but many times juries don't have any access to that information.
Like during the trial, they are not supposed to have that detail.
It's just supposed to be guilty or innocent, and then some places they decide what the length of time is that somebody's, make recommendations or something like that.
And that's another thing you can slip out during the trial. Once it's out there, then, the judge can tell them, disregard that jury! If you've said to the jury during your testimony or during a closing statement or both, well, if you say it once and then you get rebuked, you probably shouldn't say it again or you'll get contempt. But if you spit out during your testimony that, and I'm facing a year in jail for this, objection, you can't say that stuff in court, sustained, jury, disregard that. Well, once they've heard it, it's really impossible to truly disregard that.
Sure.
So whether it's you saying it in the actual trial or someone outside with signs, ideally both, to really knock it into their head that, hey, look, this guilty verdict isn't going to necessarily mean that I get a slap on the hand. This could be jail for me. This could ruin my life. This could be, I lose my job, I lose my house kind of stuff for a plant. So please do the right thing and vote not guilty. So I would recommend going to jury nullification during your testimony, so testifying, and then further during a closing statement as well. Try to wrap it up. Again, you might get objected to, but if you're representing yourself in court, again, this isn't legal advice, just suggestions from my experience. If you're representing yourself in court, you also generally are given more leeway. At least that's been my experience here in New Hampshire. I don't know about South Carolina, but if you're not an attorney, they can't expect you to know all of the rules that the attorneys do. The attorneys can't do the same things that you can because the attorneys have agreed to follow all those rules.
Right.
The attorney cannot say in court, my client is facing a year in prison for this. That will be big time trouble for the attorney.
It'd be unprofessional.
Right. So you can say those things, which is one of the benefits of representing yourself in court. And if you get rebuked, you get rebuked. If you get contempt, well, you might have to sit in jail for that. So there are risks involved here, but you're already facing jail, so you might as well take a few risks in court if it can get you out of these charges. So those are some suggestions. Try to reach out to the jurors with information before the trial. Try to reach out to them during the trial. Try to speak during the trial about jury nullification and speak about the amount of time you have to spend in jail. I think those are some of the basics. Fully Informed Jury Association, FIJA.org, FIJA.org has a lot of the information there. And also try to record the trial. Let these guys know they're on the record. And I'm talking about the people in the court, the bailiffs, the attorneys. Let them know that someone else is watching because there's probably going to be no one in that courtroom. They're not going to have your trial likely in front of very many other people. Certainly, if they know you're an activist, they are not going to have your trial in front of regulars, if you will. So see what it takes. Start researching this now. See what it takes to bring a video camera into a South Carolina courtroom. It may be that you have to file some kind of motion or fill out some sort of notice to the court. Maybe they'll want you to get some kind of permission slip. I don't know. Maybe it won't be a possibility. There are a lot of places where they just won't let it happen. So a lot of these issues and suggestions that I'm making, we do regularly here in New Hampshire because we actually have liberty-minded people who are converging here as part of the Free State Project. So when somebody is facing a criminal charge of some sort that doesn't actually involve a victim, then it's relatively easy for them to recruit people to come help them with this kind of outreach. So once you get all this stuff wrapped up there in South Carolina or wherever it is you are listening to the show, having legal difficulties, once you get this put behind you, you should start considering a move to New Hampshire because it's a lot easier to face down the court system when you have people in your corner. It sucks to do this alone.
Most people aren't going to be sort of planning a move based on what it's like if they get popped for marijuana. I mean, you know, if so, you'd see a huge exodus to places like Colorado and Washington. We've certainly seen that to California over time. Mm-hmm. But I think the reason that most people live where they live is jobs, family.
Where they grew up.
Yeah, well, family.
Yeah.
Right? Like if all their family moved away from where they grew up, they'd be less likely, even though they put down some roots. But these are the big roots are jobs and families. Oftentimes, I suppose weather might be one of the things people complain about. I think that it's a really sad complaint being from Florida and moving up to New Hampshire for the Free State Project. But oftentimes it's not, but how many, you know, how good is my court case? How well am I going to be treated in court?
No, I understand that. I'm not looking for people to move to New Hampshire who, you know, just want to smoke pot. I'm looking for people who love liberty, people who understand what freedom is all about, that you should be free to live your life how you want so long as you don't harm others. And if somebody understands jury nullification, they're probably a libertarian or at the very least, you know, friendly towards a lot of libertarian ideas. And I want the libertarians to move to New Hampshire because then you're going to have it be more likely that you get a libertarian on your jury. We had the jury nullification panel for the first time this year at Key Invention. We had Kathleen Converse on the panel. She talked about her experience being a free stater, a liberty lover, on a jury for a guy who was facing felony charges of marijuana growing. And she turned that jury to not guilty.
She did.
One person can make a huge difference on a jury. And if we have a concentration of activists, it means more activists getting on juries. It's Free Talk Live.
You can control your health care with Liberty HealthShare.
Liberty HealthShare is like-minded people coming together to share medical costs, which saves money.
You don't even have to pay for procedures that violate your conscience.
Because we all share the same values.
Join the movement of people who share in medical costs and change the way you pay for your health care forever.
Go to libertyhealthshare.org to find out more.
Liberty HealthShare.
Together, we're changing health care for good. libertyhealthshare.org.
Are your kids spending too much time online? Are they gaming instead of doing homework? Are they on Facebook instead of sleeping? Turn their internet access on or off when you want for free at webcurfew.com. 100% web-based interface means nothing to download, install, or configure. Webcurfew is free and controls any device using your home network without slowing down your internet. Block all adult web content with the click of a button. Don't let the internet raise your kids. Take back control of how and when your home internet is used for free. Visit webcurfew.com.
Friedman Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas. The attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's time to kick some ash. Because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vaporeon e-liquid by LeSig. Because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com. Spelled LeSig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. We'll take your calls. Toll free, 855-453. And you can join us on Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. With you in studio, it's Ian.
And Mark.
That toll-free number again is 855-450-3733. Discussing jury nullification, and I'm glad this topic came up. It actually wasn't something I had necessarily in my prep for tonight, but I've been sitting on this for a few days. James Babb, who we've had on the show a number of times in the past, great Philadelphia area activist who does a lot of jury nullification outreach, was targeted recently, and I don't remember which town he was in, but I'll get that detail for you. We've got the video of him being harassed for doing jury nullification outreach, threatened with jury tampering charges. So I've got that coming up here in a moment. But first, Dave is in Montana. He's on via Skype. Hello, Dave.
Hello, how are you tonight?
Hey Dave. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, I want to talk about this thing in Ohio that failed out with the cannabis.
Yeah, legalization failed yesterday during the votes.
Yeah, I wasn't even familiar with this.
I'm kind of glad because the way they had it set up, they were only going to allow 10 centers throughout the whole state for it. That's like letting organized crime run it or something. You know, whole purpose of getting cannabis legal was to reduce the price so everybody could access this wonderful plant and the food, clothes, fuel, medicine, everything that it provides us. But now I could buy illegal cannabis cheaper than I could buy legal cannabis. The greedy bastards got hold of this and just stuck their claws really deep, man. The whole premise of freeing this plant, it's tyrannical to tax and control any plant.
Totally agree.
This is modern times. The kings, the tyrannical tyrant bastards that took over countries and everything, took plants away from people.
Yeah.
Plants are a gift from the creator, the God that we are supposed to trust in, that we print on our money and everything. It's given us this wonderful plant that could solve most of the woes in the world of today.
So I have not read a lot about the Ohio plan. I did hear that there was going to be this restricted cartel that would be allowed to sell the marijuana.
Yeah, rich people. To get richer, to put a tax on it, and to charge absurd prices for it, this oil. And then that's another thing, right? They make the cannabis legal for medical purposes, but you can't make the oil. And the oil is the medicine. That's the stuff that kills the cancer that they knew since 1974. And they admitted it, that they knew since 1974 that cannabis oil cures cancer, and millions died for no reasons, but yet they want to play this silly game like that there's some tyrannical bastard that want to grab us by the throat and take plants away from us.
It's sick, there's no doubt about it. But I'm looking here at the headlines about this. Yahoo's got a story about it, and it claims that issue 3 would have allowed adults 21 and older to use, purchase, or even grow certain amounts of marijuana and allowed others to use it as medicine. The growing facilities were to be controlled by private investors, leading opponents to label it as a marijuana monopoly. Do you know if this is accurate, where it says that adults could grow certain amounts, meaning that you could grow your own for your own personal use?
They always put it like maybe you might be able to have 1 ounce of dried stuff or anything. And to make oil, to make a good dose of oil to kill the cancer for 3 months, you need a pound of buds to make like 2.5 ounces of oil. And that's a 3 months thing. And another thing here, this the whole premise of the thing is to give this plant to the farmers so that they could get it to the industry. See, the problem is not the tax on it. The money made off of this cannabis should be getting the equipment to turn it into clothes, food, fuel, houses. You could go on forever and ever. There's 25,000 uses. Right now, we got to get the farmers doing it, right? Because we know the medical has been proven. We know now we have to get the industry in on it, because that's what's going to make this plant great. Well, this plant back in 1936 knew this. It was the next billion-dollar industry. Industry and hemp were going to merge. It was on the $10 bill in 1914, on the back of the $10 bill.
The hemp plant was?
They had a hemp farmer, and they had a factory on the other side of the bill. And they knew that together with industry and hemp, we could build a great country that could supply enough needs for everybody with this wonderful plant and the wonderful work ethic that America has, that used to have, and everything. But then they found out that they found oil down in Texas and Oklahoma, so they developed the Federal Reserve. They made alcohol against the law, so they took the fuel away from the farmer, because the farmer was their biggest enemy, because the farmer is the next one in charge after the tyrannical bastards, because the farmer feeds the empire. So they took the power away from the farmer by taking alcohol away, because the farmers used alcohol to power their tractors.
David, thank you for the call tonight, man. I appreciate your thoughts. I appreciate the passion, as always. There's a story here from USA Today, 6 Reasons Marijuana Legalization Failed in Ohio. We can go through some of those. The ballotpedia.org, just to get the text of what this thing said here. Ohio Marijuana Legalization Initiative was an Ohio-initiated constitutional amendment on the ballot on November 3rd, yesterday. Voting yes would have legalized the limited sale and use of marijuana and created 10 facilities with exclusive commercial rights to grow marijuana. Let's see.
10 here. Facilities to grow, not 10 facilities to distribute.
Well, yeah, I'm not sure about the distribution points here.
I mean, how many shoe factories are there in the United States?
Okay, so hold on.
Versus shoe stores.
Here's the detail I was looking for. So, who could have used marijuana? According to ballotpedia.org, anyone 21 years or older with a license purchased from the Ohio Marijuana Control Commission, similar to a fishing license, would have been able to use, possess, grow, cultivate, and share up to 8 ounces of homegrown marijuana and 4 flowering marijuana plants. So I get that the cartel aspect of this with the distribution centers is a problem. I'm with you there. But I still would have voted for it. I still would have voted for this because it would have legalized the home grow for anyone who wanted to do it. Yes, you'd have to get some sort of permission slip from the state. That sucks, no doubt about it. But if that keeps you from going to a prison cell, it's a better step. It's a step in the right direction as compared to having prohibition continue. And sadly, this particular initiative failed. 64% voting no. 64% saying no to legalization.
Yeah, so it had to be 50-50?
I'm not clear on that.
Well, either way, it didn't come close to it.
Yeah. So we can go through the six reasons according to the...
Enjoy your taxes. Hey, may your chains rest lightly upon you, because Colorado and Washington both just saw windfalls of $70 million in the state coffers. So Ohio, for those of you who voted for this, I'm really sorry. For those of you who voted against it, well, like I said, may your chains rest lightly upon you. I hope your children don't spend too much time in jail over this. I hope they don't lose their student loans. I hope they're able to get good jobs. Congratulations.
The sheer size of Tuesday's crushing electoral defeat, this is the Cincinnati Inquirer, syndicated by USA Today, of marijuana legalization in the Buckeye State surprised political experts inside and out of Ohio. Despite a $20 million campaign, the proposed constitutional amendment, known as Issue 3, lost. Amid its smoking wreckage, six reasons emerged to explain what happened with Issue 3 and what happens next. With 99% of precincts reporting, the amendment was defeated 64% to 36%.
Yep, sounds like it's done.
First up, number one reason, the business plan. Boy, that word monopoly. It's been an ugly word in politics since Theodore Roosevelt today, says political scientist David Niven at the University of Cincinnati. Issue 3 was unique in the history of modern legalization movement in that it would have written into the Ohio Constitution provisions to limit the cultivation of the state's crop to 10 already chosen properties. Issue 3's backers said the plan's advantage would have been to allow the state to tightly regulate marijuana at the grow source. The technical term for such an economic model is oligopoly, but the term monopoly got slapped on Issue 3 from the outset, and Issue 3 backers could never run it down. And it's definitely a negative aspect to the proposal to give an exclusive cartel control of this plant. Not a good idea. 855, 450 free, but it would still let individuals possess and grow a little bit, so that would have been a good thing.
Dr. Ngozi Obi is an emerging American author of Nigerian descent who's published two novels with an inspirational message. A third is in the works. Her first novel, Love's Destiny, follows Naira, a somewhat naive young woman, in a gripping tale of love lost and found. Her second novel, When Dreams and Visions Collide, follows Fern and friends as they discover what it takes to realize the dream and the true meaning of unconditional love. Dr. Obi's books are available where books are sold and ladyofdestiny.com.
Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof form of money to the people, where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom and the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
Your house is under attack. Every day our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odors, dust mites, and expels gases and pollutants. Add the Wave 6-stage air purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com. Or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions, for a healthy, comfortable home.